Macmillan Children's Readers. Published and copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2012. Great Inventions. Written by Mark Ormerod. Common and Useful Inventions.
All these objects are very common. You can see them in streets, houses, and in the countryside all around the world. They are also very useful. Do you know who invented these objects? Do you know when they were invented? Can you imagine life before the invention of televisions, tractors, and traffic lights? Can you imagine life today without MP3 players, computers, and satellite navigation, SatNav?
Let's find out about five great inventions.
The rubber tire.
Some people say that the wheel was the first great invention. But can you imagine bicycle wheels without rubber tires? The first bicycle tires were made of wood or metal. Cycling was very uncomfortable. By the 1860s, some bicycle tires were made of rubber. But the rubber was very hard. Cycling was still very uncomfortable. John Boyd Dunlop was a vet from Scotland. In 1888, he invented a new type of tyre for his son's bicycle. Dunlop's tyres were made of rubber, but they had a tube of air inside. These tyres made cycling much more comfortable. Today's rubber tyres help make vehicles safer, faster, and more comfortable. There are tyres for cars, aeroplanes, lorries, tractors, bicycles, skateboards, and many other types of vehicle.
The aeroplane.
In 1900, a voyage by ship from Europe to New York in North America was 5 to 7 days long. It was not yet possible to travel by plane. In 1903, two brothers, Wilbur and Orville Wright, invented a flying machine. They called it the Flyer. It was the first plane to have an engine. It stayed in the air for 12 seconds and travelled 37 metres. In 1932, Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean on her own. Her flight was 15 hours and 18 minutes long. Now, millions of people travel by plane every day. Planes fly from almost every country in the world. They fly very high and very fast. You can fly from London to New York in less than 7 hours.
The ballpoint pen.
In the past, people wrote with quill pens and ink. Later, people used fountain pens. But many people didn't like fountain pens because they left spots of ink on the paper. Also, they often needed filling with ink. Laszlo Biro was a printer from Hungary. In 1938, he invented a ballpoint pen. He wasn't the first person to invent a ballpoint pen, but his design was the best. His pen didn't leave ink spots, and it didn't need filling. There is ink inside the pen. There is a ball in the point of the pen. Now, millions of people write with ballpoint pens, or biros, named after Laszlo Biro. There are many different types of ballpoint pen, including pens that write underwater and pens that write in space.
The telephone.
Can you imagine life before the telephone? In the past, people sent letters or telegrams to communicate with friends in different towns.
Come here, Mr. Watson. I want to see you.
Alexander Graham Bell was a scientist from Scotland. In 1876, he made the first telephone call. It was not a long-distance call. He only called a friend in the next room, but the telephone call changed the history of communication. The first international phone call from New York to London was in 1926. Dr. Martin Cooper was an inventor from the USA. In 1973, he made the first phone call using a mobile phone. The mobile was 25 centimeters long, and it weighed more than 1 kilo. Now, mobile phones are much smaller. They also have more functions. You can send text messages, listen to music, play computer games, and take photos. Some mobile phones also have sat-nav.
The robot.
There are many robots in science fiction films. But robots are also an important part of our lives today. Did you know there are robots working in factories, hospitals, schools, and homes around the world? George Devol was an inventor from the USA. In 1954, he designed a very useful robot. A factory used his robot to make cars. Today, many factories use robots. They do jobs that are too difficult or too dangerous for people. There are also robots working on space stations. They do jobs that people cannot do. This is Saya, a humanoid robot teacher at a school in Japan. This is Asimo, a Japanese robot. Asimo is the first robot designed to help people at home. It can open doors, turn on lights, and carry objects.
Would you like a robot to help you at home?
The most important inventions.
Every day, scientists and engineers from around the world invent useful objects. Their inventions are all around us, at home, at school, and in the streets. They are also in places you cannot see, underground, in the oceans, and in space. There are great inventions everywhere.